Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, Shall not be moved. My feet is planted on solid ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm like a tree planted by the river of water. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have left is him. That's that solid rock. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. There's no one I desire to cling on to now but you. The only thing I have left is solid rock of you. He gives me new hope. Praise God. I pray that you all are enjoying the praise tonight. Praise God. It's a little different. We went all the way to the island. Praise God. But Minister Charlene Davis from Trinidad. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful praise song. Oh, the whole song, the whole thing is beautiful. Praise God. Well, this is God's favorite ministry coming to you live tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son, a daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out. Praise God to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Shame on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad he came into our life. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we're so thankful, God. Oh, God, that you came into our life. You saved us. You rescued us. You delivered us. For you are our deliverer. You are our King of Kings. You are our solid rock. You are, oh God, everything, God, that we need you to be tonight, God. Yes, God, and every day, God. Oh God, Father God, you've been more than enough already, God. Hallelujah, praise God. We worship you and we adore you, oh God. For you are mighty, God. Yes, you are. You are mighty in all your ways, God. Lord God, you wipes away our tears, God. Lord, you causes us to stand on solid ground, God. Lord God, so that we won't slip or fall, God. You keep, you are our keeper. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're the shade upon the right hand, God. Oh, God, you, oh, Father God, we worship you, God. And, Father God, as I come before your people, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, just, oh, God, minister to them, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, like never before, God. Open up doors, oh, God. Like never before, oh God. Father, heal, Lord God. You're the healer. Hallelujah. Like none other, God. Nothing, we can take all kind of medicine. We can rub with all kind of bums. But God, oh, Father God, you are the ultimate healer, Lord God. Thank you, Father, God, that we, oh, Father God, can call upon you, that we can rest in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When our friends forsake us, God, you there to pick us up. You said when our mother and father forsake us, God, you said you will be our mother and father. I thank you, God, that you've everything, God. Now, Father, as we, oh, God, venture on into this service, touch everyone that's here tonight, God. Let no one go away hungry. Let everyone be fed from manna from on heaven, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you. And we give you the praise, God. Yes, we do. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Oh, praise. Oh, yes, we honor him. We honor him with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. Oh, for God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Well, again, I want to say good evening to everyone that's on the line tonight. Praise God. All of you, I'm so glad to see you tonight, even though I can't see your face, but I can feel your spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is wonderful. Praise God. I can feel the spirit. Oh, God, yes. Oh, coming from you. Oh, yes, coming to me. Oh, that we are here together in one accord. What a mighty God we serve. And we lift his name on high. I love that song. I know you love it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're going to ask, is there any prayer request tonight? Do press 1. Praise God. And is there any prayer request tonight? Praise God. If there is, we're going to ask if Elder Lily Mae Stokes, would she mind praying over the prayer request tonight? Praise God.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Great. Praise God. Yes, I do. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Is there anyone that have a prayer request tonight? Please press 1 on your phone. And while we are waiting, I do want to say this is our giving time to Africa. And if anybody would love to be a part of that, you may send your gifts in by Cash App, or you may send them to my address. Praise God. So this is our time when we prepare. So in a couple of more weeks, we'll be sending out a love gift in love to some way across the sea. Praise God. So our Cash App number is $VivianCollins1. $VivianCollins1. And we are going to send them a little love gift and let them know that we love them way across the sea, because God wants us to show love. We can't go there. So it costs so much for all, and I would love to take a group there, but it's costing us so much now. And so we are going to be reaching out to them in love. Praise God. But in the meantime, if there's anybody on tonight that have a prayer request, press 1, and we'll be so glad to lift your need up to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. I think we see, let me see how many hands do we see. All right. Minister Gwen, go for it.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Pastor Vivian, and to all the women and any men if there's who may be present in the gospel. First of all, I want to thank the Lord that he blessed my grandson and I with a successful visit with my son today, his father, and I'm asking continued prayers for us, and especially my mother, my baby sister, Nicole. We call her Nikki. She has been experiencing some serious medical challenges. And also we continue to stand in agreement with Sister Elnora and family as it relates to their sister, Samantha. Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else? Let me stroll down to here. Yes, I see. Sister Sharon, go ahead.
Good evening. I would like to pray for my pastor, Pastor Kennedy Stratton, and for my left cousin, Monique, and her husband in Texas.
All right.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? All right. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Minister Zadie Alford, go for it.
Yes, good evening. I'd like to put my husband and my brother Gary is on the line, and I'm sure he would want to be put on the prayer list. And just pray for my family as a whole, that that everyone will accept the Lord and begin to, you know, prepare to meet God when he comes. Amen.
Amen. Brother Gary, would you like to say something? Okay. I think I opened him up. I think that was him, but he didn't say anything. Praise God. He's in a nursing home. Go ahead, Brother Gary. All right. Okay. Go forth, Mother.
Okay.
Mother, go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you this afternoon. Lord, can you hear me? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you, God, for what you have brought us today back to this God's favorite line, Father, the Minister Vivian, Lord God. I come, Father, to lift her up and to lift everyone up that's on the prayer line tonight, Father, God's favorite prayer line, Father. We thank you, O God, because you're a good God, you're a loving God, you're kind, you're everything that we need, O God. And so, God, for that reason, we tell you thank you, Lord God. We thank you for how you have blessed us over a whole week, Lord God, over the years, Father. We just want to thank you. So, God, we come this afternoon lifting up our Sister Gwen, Bernardo, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you first, Lord, for bringing her to see her son and coming back, finding your car safe, Lord. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we come, we want to lift up her sister, Nicole, Father, who is fighting an infirmity in her body, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just lift her up, God. You're a healer. Father, you're a healer. You're the Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer, Father. And, Lord, you reveal yourself to us as the healer. Lord, we thank you right now that she's healed. In Jesus' name, you spoke one word and you heal all diseases, all mean, all, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we know that Sister Nicole is in your hands, Father. We know she's in your hands. You have your hand, the palm of your hand, up on her, Lord God. So, Father, for that reason, we tell you thank you. Lord, the doctors, reveal to the doctors what's going on with her body, oh, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, that she is here. The manifestation is taking place right now in her body, oh, God. So, Father, for that reason, we tell you thank you. Lord, we lift our Sister Gwen's mother, Mother Scott, right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for her, God. Father, you know what her needs are, Lord God, that she has health challenges, Lord God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that she is healed in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you, Lord, just like the woman with the issue of blood kept pressing in and pressing until she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And immediately, you told her her faith had made her whole. I know Mother Scott has faith in you, Father, and her faith will make her whole, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we just want to thank you. Now, Lord, we come to lift up Sister Sharon's family, Lord, her pastor, Timothy Spratt, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, you know what's his problem. If he need a healing, oh, God, yeah, Lord, I know you will heal him, God, in the name of Jesus. And her husband, Father, her little niece, Lord, we lift them up to you, God. We thank you, Father, for the healing that you've already done. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, the any problem that they had to have, God, you said that you would sustain them, that you would solve the problem, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you right now, Father, for them. We thank you that they're healed in Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we come to lift up Sister Zayden's family, Father, her husband, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for him, Lord God, right now. We're asking you for a healing, God, and a healing in all our family members, you said, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, and also we thank you, Lord God, for them accepting the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts, mind, and soul, oh Father. Accepting salvation, oh God. Those who are not saved, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift our Sister Zayda, and she has a big task on her hand, taking care of her husband and her family members, Lord God. She believe in you to do for them, Lord God, what you have allowed us to do, Lord. All of her grandchildren, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the grandchildren, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we just lift her up, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Brother Gary, Lord, whatever he needs. He's in the nursing home, oh God, but we thank you that he's healed in Jesus' name, God. Father, we thank you because where he go, your presence is there, because you told us, according to Joshua 1 and 9, that where we go, your presence is there. So, Father, right now we pray for Brother Jerry, Lord God, Jerry, that he's there. Lord, your presence is with him, Father. Heal him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Abraham to come on out of that nursing home, Father. I've seen it happen many, many times, oh God. So, Lord, I thank you right now for the entire congregation that's up on this line, Father, tonight.
Lord, we thank you for everyone that's on here, those who had outspoken prayer requests and those who just kept silent, Father. You know what they need, oh God. If there's trouble in the land, oh Father, we lift them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Samantha, Trina, Calvin, and Ted, oh Father. They go through grief for their sister Elnora, Lord God. For their sister Samantha, Father, we thank you, oh God, for how you bear to take care of them. We thank you for what you've done, Lord God. Sister Samantha, Father, and we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. God, you know they have a problem that they need to be solved. God, I know you're in the midst. God, I know you got their back. I know the hands of you is on them, Lord God. So we thank you, Father. Right now, anyone else who's gone through grief, that's our sister Shawanda. God, through grief, Father, we lift her up. We lift up that Desiree family. Lord, Desiree family, Father, in the name of Jesus. And the sister Emma Desiree say in the presence of the Lord, God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Sister Brenda, can you sing Victory Is Mine for us tonight?
Yes, yes, yes. Victory today. Victory today. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind me, because victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. I say joy today is mine. Well,
yes,
I told Satan to get thee behind me, because joy today is mine. I said, peace is mine. I said, peace is mine. I said, peace today is mine. Well, I told old Satan to get thee behind me, because peace today is mine. I said, happiness is mine. I said, happiness is mine. I said, happiness today is mine. Well, I told old Satan to get thee behind me, because happiness today is mine. I said, love is mine. I said, love is mine. I said, love today is mine. Well, I told old Satan to get thee behind me, because love today is mine. I said, victory is mine. I said, victory is mine. I said, victory today is mine. Well, I told old Satan to get thee behind me, because victory today is mine. I said, when I rose this morning, I said, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. Oh, yes, he did. I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me, please. And then now I sing and shout in victory. I said, victory is mine. I said, victory is mine. I said, victory today is mine. I said, I told old Satan to get thee behind me, because victory today is mine. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, victory is ours today in Jesus. Hallelujah. We have the
Amen.
Victory. Praise God. In Jesus Christ. If you're not walking with Jesus, you won't have victory. But God delivers us
Amen.
From everything that comes in our pathway. Praise God. Well,
Amen.
Our title is to me is we're going to, since this program is about mothers and the hurting and those that are going through different things, our title tonight is Drugs. Drugs. Drugs have plagued our entire country.
God made man in his own image. Praise God. Forming the human body to be the temple for the Spirit of God to dwell in. He gave man the most precious gifts. Praise God. Think about it. Your mind, which perhaps one is not the greatest of his masterpiece. Your mind is the greatest masterpiece that God can design. Your mind controls your whole body. As marvelous and intricate your mind is, it's like a computer. Come on. It is only conscious after man's brain. Your mind copies whatever your brain, and which is humanly impossible to duplicate. Nobody can not duplicate what God is. Praise God. So your mind is very, very, very highly designed. But it wasn't designed by man. It was designed by the Almighty Father. Praise God.
Amen.
The mind is used primarily to learn about God and his requirements for eternal life, along with living happily in this present world. Satan, as man's arch enemy, is determined to debilitate and eventually completely captivate the mind. That's what Satan wants to do. He just want to captivate the mind of man where he can't think right. Praise God. He wants to render any victim that is of God mentally incapable of obeying God's laws on this earth and obtaining eternal life for heaven. Praise God.
Amen.
All drugs, including marijuana, LSD, acid, weed, cocaine, heroin, alcohol, tobacco, a tool of Satan. And to take them is a sin against God. Well, when we look at this thing, praise God, what does it do? It causes anger in a person. It causes suicide. It causes murder. It causes backsliding. It separates families. It enslaves so they can't do anything else but just serve him. Satan wants you to be a servant of him. Their mind. Servant in their mind so their mind can think, this is what I need. I need this drug in order to sleep, in order to kill the pain. It causes them to think this way. He doesn't want them to be happy. He wants them to be sad. We have to be sad and cast down. When I look at so many people out on the street, when I look at the man with the melodious voice, how he struggled so many years, when I look at our sons and daughters
behind prison walls that I look at, praise God. When I look at, praise God, men that have gone on and got great disease, degrees. When I look at, praise God, sometimes it's men in high authority. So this thing affects the riches. It affects the poor. It affects the lowest, and it affects the highest. You can find people in all walks of life that have fallen from grace. They spent great money to go to colleges so that they can have good jobs. But still, this Satan has captured their mind. Praise God. Satan has captured their mind. Where they can't even think as they're supposed to think. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is amazing. What God has planned, man has allowed the enemy to come in and sweep him. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the meaning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Satan has come in, robbed them of their families. Families are broken. Enslaving destructive efforts and denying what God says. They don't even want to hear the word anymore. This is what Satan does. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. So all of these, praise God, all of these that I call, it says sin. Praise God. Sin has captured the mind of man. What God had made so beautiful. God has made so intricate. I mean, he took his time and formed man, and he said it was beautiful. Then he told us to serve him and not the enemy. But some of us have broken the laws of God, where it's hard to come back, and we're serving sin, a servant to sin. Proverbs 11:19 said, he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. As I said earlier, it causes suicide, takes them to death. Praise God. He that pursueth evil pursueth his own death. My God. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 7 said, know ye not that ye are of the temple of God? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. You cannot serve God and man. You have to be a servant of God. If not, on the road to destruction. Praise God. But you can be delivered. Our children can be delivered
Our husbands can be delivered. Our in high offices can be delivered only if they deny Satan and ask God to come in and take control. That's all that it has. It's so important. But if you have allowed Satan to take the mind, you're lost. Praise God. If you lust after the drug, all kinds. God wants this temple to be clean so that he can live there, because he cannot live in any unclean temple. Yet, we can hear them say, oh, it's okay to smoke a little weed. It's okay to drink a little alcohol. It's okay for me to do this and that. God ain't gonna hold me. He'll forgive me for this and that. God said, don't let any unclean thing enter into this temple, because he wants to dwell here. To dwell here. He wants to abode here. He wants to live here. Luke 4:18 said, the Spirit of the Lord has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captive, to set the liberty of them that are bruised. I heard that when I started this ministry. I said, Lord, why calling me to the hurting? And this was the scripture he gave me, and I put it up on my wall. It's up on my wall in my living room, this scripture here, Luke 4:18. I've called you to the hurting people to reach out in love and tell them, because if you don't tell them, the blood will be required upon your hands. I am saying this to you tonight. Praise God. Tell them. Don't be afraid to tell them. But tell them in love, the wages of sin. And I just call some of them. Praise God. Titus 3:3-5. We ourselves are sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hurting one another. But according to his mercy, he saved us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's being justified by his grace. We should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Praise God. We should be made heirs according to the hope of it. We have that eternal life in Christ Jesus. Our hope should be in God and not of the things of the world. Praise God. Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. God is willing to forgive anything. I don't care how deep are you in the drugs or the alcohol, whatever drug. God is a deliverer. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is a deliverer. Right now on Mother Stokes' line, we are studying the names of God. How the men of old, how they called upon the name of God. How God want us to know him. How he want us to call him. Giving that, us that freedom. How we can call him anytime. And what are we calling him about? What are we calling him for? That we can see our loved one set free from the powers of sin. Praise God. Because the enemy is out there. And why is he out there? To steal, kill, and destroy. He's there. He is destroying, praise God. He is destroying our families like never before. Who'd have ever thought that we would have brawls where our top men would go in with young girls? No doubt they are high. They are smoking. They are chewing all kinds of drugs. And every now and then we see one fall from grace. This enemy, old Satan, the devil, is out, yes, to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's what Jesus said, and that is what he's for. He's here to heal. He's here to destroy the powers of sin. All we got to do is bring it to him. Praise God. Isaiah 1 and 18 said, though I sin, be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. I don't care what you're doing now, how you look now. Oh, you can be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God. 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anything you need to be cleansed from tonight, time. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Grace is sufficient for us. Grace is here for us. Grace is extended. Grace is extended for each one of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Grace is going to carry us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Once you accept Christ and throw away those things, put away those things, you become new creatures. Oh, we pray for our sons and daughters tonight. We pray for those that's behind prison walls tonight. We pray for those that are in authority tonight, and we call upon God tonight that they be delivered, that they will desire the sincere milk of the Holy Ghost and grow and grow, so that they can be strong in the power of his might. Praise God. We pray for our husband, our wife. Praise God. Oh, all over this country, all over this world. We pray even for Putin that he receive Jesus as his personal savior. Praise God. No matter what he's done, if he would turn to Jesus. See, that's evil. That's the enemy has attacked his mind and want his mind to kill people when God said, don't kill, but love. Love. Where's the love? Somewhere down the line, he allows Satan to come in into his mind and want to cause him to do evil things, as we just said earlier. John 8 and 36, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And only he can. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I look at things when I'm riding along and when I'm, I just look and I cry out and I say, Lord, that's some mother's child. Lord, that's some mother's son. That's some father's daughter. I don't know where the father and I don't know where the mother. I don't know where the husband and I don't know where the wife, but you do, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you will touch and you will heal, deliver, and set free. Because someone is hurting because they have lost their children to drugs or prison walls. Those that don't know how to turn it over to the Lord, they are hurting the devil. And he will flee from you if we can get a hold of him and plead the blood of him and command that evil force to leave them. Some of them, it's time for some of them to be set free. We are living in a time. I believe that deliverance is the children's bread. They can be delivered. Our husbands can be delivered from drugs and alcohol. Praise God. Romans 13 and 14 said, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan wants to destroy everything that you have. He does not want you to have anything that God wants to give you. Wait a minute now, because my father said, he gives me good things. God gives his children good gifts. Don't you know Satan knows that? But Satan does you to have the good gifts. That's too good for him. He can't have it. God not going to give Satan a good gift. He don't want you to have it either. But God said, I give good gifts unto my children. That's how much he loves us. And we are to recognize how much he loves us, that we can receive all that God has for us, all that God has for us because of his love. And really, I want the good thing that God wants to give me. I want the good thing. Everything that God gives me is good. And I don't have to worry about it. Because it's handed by the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The last verse is, we are bought with the price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. That belongs to God. Your spirit belongs to God. We need to sing a little song, my body belongs to God, my body belongs to God, my body belongs to God, my soul belongs to God, my mind belongs to God, my mind belongs to God, my mind belongs to God, my mind, my soul, my body belongs to God. You know, I used to hear my mother sing that. And, you know, I have a lot of old songs my mother used to sing, and I would just listen to her. But I want to say tonight, your mind, your soul, your being. So let's keep God, oh, and keep praying for our loved one. Well, again, I'm so happy all of you are on tonight. I hope you enjoyed the message tonight. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he lift up his countenance towards you and be gracious to you. Oh, be gracious to you. Pray, may he bless you in your going in and coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. I pray that you will be right back here next week at the same time. Oh, at 7 p.m. Praise God for studying the word. Praise God. Bless all of you all. Minister Zadie is on every Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and Minister Janice is on every Friday night teaching, and thank you all for coming here every Friday night at 8 p.m. on this same channel, 1-714-490-5578. All right. Be blessed now and good night.